Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I told my kids that, like, just wheel me in front of the ocean and, like, while I'm looking at it, blow my brains out.
Just push me into the sea, kind of a situation.
Yeah, all of them agreed, which was like, I don't think that was the answer I was looking for.
But a little too quickly. It was a quick response. Someone once said, life is precious. And I think that's stupid. I disagree. You know, when I think of something that's precious, I think of a thing that's fragile and breakable, and it sits behind thick glass or on a mantle, and it's not meant to be handled or play with. And that's not how life is. You know, life is, it's interactive. Life is meant to be played with. You know, you should take life out of its original packaging and play with it. And someone who I think does a really good job of living life is actor, comedian, and world traveler Adam Pally. Now, you may know Adam from Happy Endings or The Mindy Project or his latest show, 101 Places to Party Before You Die. And if you haven't seen the show, it's friggin' great. And it's just so fun watching Adam and his best buddy John Gabris, who is also a fellow actor, comedian, and podcaster. And they just eat, drink, and smoke their way across the U.S. And they try new things like forging weaponry in Portland or riding 4x4s in Moab or wearing cool hats and smoking cigars in Puerto Rico. And, you know, I just feel like we've all been cooped up in our houses for the past few years, scared of dying. And I think it's time to get out there and just do some living, you know? And no one knows that better than Adam. I'm Will Wanderlust McFadden, and this is Hashtag Storytime, brought to you by iHeartRadio.
So my mother passed away suddenly at 52, 20 days before my son was born.
Oh, wow.
And my first child. And it was like a bit of a struggle for me, like within that first year, as far as like my senses had been knocked off, like as far as like good, bad, numb, anything. Like I just was like kind of fogged out and not feeling much.
Yeah. How old were you at that time?
I was 31, 32.
Okay.
So, old enough to be equipped to handle something like that, but I think sudden death is shocking for anybody.
Yeah, of course.
You know, especially when it's someone, you know, 52 is relatively young. So, it threw me for a big loop, and I was kind of struggling for a while. And, I found this, you know, we had to go home and like sell my parents' house and go through all the stuff and like, you know, do all that. And while I was going through all this stuff, I found this a little journal that my mom had mm-hmm. kept, and it had a little logo of a like a hummingbird on it. And in the journal, she'd written some stuff about, like, you know, she saw me perform and she saw my sister play sports and stuff. And she just like written some stuff down. It was heartwarming and it wasn't really consistent. It was just like every couple months she'd throw something in there for a couple years, you know, mm-hmm. and it was posthumously finding that, you know, I think I found about a year after her death and was cleaning everything out. Oh, my son was about one. It kind of rocked me again, brought everything back. But I really like the image of the little bird. Mm-hmm. And so I took that and I took it to a tattoo artist because I am like the edge of a Gen Z or whatever. So I have a bad tattoos. I don't know what like age that is when, like, I just hit the cutoff of I do have bad tattoos.
Right, right.
But so I got this bird right here.
Yeah.
See that. Yeah. And it made me feel really good, you know, because I was like, oh, okay, like something that kind of connects me to my mom all the time. You yeah. know, because I think sometimes in death, one of the things that, or at least I deal with, is like you don't almost want to move past it because you feel a sense that if you move past it, you'll miss, then that's it. Then they're mm-hmm. really gone. You know, yeah. it's like you almost get used to feeling their presence not being there. And if you get comfortable with that, then you're really lost them, kind right. of.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was doing not great, and my wife was like, you know, we should take Cole, who was two at the time. Mm-hmm. My daughter was like 6 months. We should go to Palm Springs with like your sisters and just have like a family kind of weekend away yeah. from everything. It's a little nuts and I could afford to take my sisters and their kids and their family. So we yeah. did it. And she made all the plans. Like I was shooting. I didn't really know what was going on. And again, like I was like not doing great. Mm-hmm. And we all meet at my house in Studio City. And then we start driving to Palm Springs and we get to this resort. And on the gate of the resort is the exact same bird that I have on my arm, but it's like welded into thing, but it looks, it's like exactly the same thing. Yeah. So my sisters start crying. I'm like, I can't believe it's so weird. Mom's here on vacation or whatever. And we go to check in and I asked, I was like, what's the deal with the gate? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, the guy's like, this resort, the pond, cause there was like a golf course here, the pond mm-hmm. naturally has attracted these birds forever. And so we have like an enormous population of these hummingbirds, like on our property.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I was like, oh, that explains it. It's not some like freak thing, but it is interesting that like we would pick that resort, you know, that thing, it would be on, the image would be there. It was kind of like, you know, I started to get a little bit like, oh, maybe something is cosmically like going on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we rented this villa and it was so nice. And we walk outside to the back of Palm Springs and the pool is like beautiful, beautiful. And the mountains are there and it's all glass. Like the fence is all glass of little kids and we wanted mm-hmm. a fenced pool and stuff. And it's truly like luxurious living.
Yeah.
And so we go out that night when the sun is coming down, when you can like finally go out in Palm Springs.
I was literally in Palm Springs this last weekend and it was 100 degrees at midnight.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we go outside, we're having a glass of wine. And all of a sudden, like from the pond, I can see like one of the hummingbirds like take off from the flock and start
yeah.
like flying around. It looks like it's coming towards us. I'm like, this is just incredible, isn't it? And my sisters and I start talking about it, we start watching, and then I bring my son out, who's two, and I point to the bird. And I tell him the story, and he's looking at it, and the bird is just, it's so free. It's just like, it's beautiful. It's just like gliding and humming, and we're all watching it. And right at that moment, it smacked into the glass fence of the pool and broke its neck.
Oh my God.
And landed and started twitching like crazy. My sister started screaming. My wife was like the November rain video.
Oh my God. My son
was like, what happened? People grabbing things. They're like, what do we do with the bird? Then I have to go out there with like pots and pans from the villa and like put it in the pan.
Right.
Close the lid, and I have this bird. I can hear like it's like broken neck wing, like hitting the inside of the pan. And I have to like walk it down to the front desk. I put the pan down, and I was like, "We had an incident with a bird."
Fuck.
And the guy was like, "It happens all the time." And I was like, "Well, of course. If this is the capital of hummingbirds, it must also be the capital of hummingbird death."
Yeah.
But it was like, it was an odd thing because it was like, it was so beautiful and the circumstance was so cosmic and, you know, but then to watch that bird die in front of my family.
Right.
Who I had gathered there. Almost like I made them sit through my mother's death again, like 2 years.
Yeah, kind of relive the whole thing.
Yeah. And the rest of the vacation was on tilt, I would say. Things were off.
They got to change the fencing, you know?
I don't think they have. It's a gorgeous fence. It truly is. Beautiful.
They need to make it, you know, visible in some way to the eye of the hummingbird.
I think that's the problem with the hummingbird, right?
Or they need to evolve.
Yeah.
You're saying that's a hummingbird issue.
Yeah, I think probably, yeah.
Yeah, they need to figure
less
that
of a fence
out.
Issue.
Oh my God.
It woke me up a little, you know, in a way, because I was like, it was like everything died. Like, I have been in a woe is me which is hard to get out of.
Yeah.
You know, and then when I saw that happen again, I think it like clicked in something to me that was like, just got to keep going, like one foot in front of the other, because eventually you're going to walk into your own glass fence.
Right. And then somebody's going to scoop you up with some pans
and bring drop you off at the front desk. I think we had a pally issue.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I have kind of this opposite situation where my father is getting much older now. And he's starting to talk about his mortality a lot and often and kind of always. Like every time I see him or talk to him, you know, it's, only got a few good, you know, time is limited. And, you know, or like he always says, you know, my rebate's up.
How old is he? You know,
he's 84.
Oh yeah, his time is gone.
Yes, yeah, he's at the end. But so you know, I have that.
Look at Norman Lear; he could have another 16 in him.
He hates that idea. Also, he's like, please put me, you know, sit me down and put a shotgun in my mouth if I, you know, if I need to be in a home.
Told my kids that, like, just wheel me in front of the ocean. And like, while I'm looking at it, blow my brains out.
Just push me into the sea, kind of a situation.
Yeah, all of them agreed, which was like, I don't think that was the answer I was looking for.
But. A little too quickly. It was a quick response. And I'm sure he'll haunt me in other strange ways, you know.
I don't believe in ghosts.
I've never seen one or talked to one. I get scared of them.
They don't exist. The reason is they don't exist.
That's probably why. Yeah. You heard it here first, folks. Ghosts aren't real.
A lot of hate mail.
That could be another show that you guys do that's like a ghost hunting show, but you just don't believe in ghosts at all.
Bullshit. Yeah,
that's just static. That's nothing.
It lasts one episode.
You guys, you're blowing on my neck. Stop it. Just
yeah, that's totally possible.
Sci-Fi Channel will be all over this. HLN, Colin. They're like, yeah, we can slot you in between Forensic Files and Ancient Aliens. Let's do this.
That sounds like a good time slot.
That's great.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind. So you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I find that a lot of great stories come from first, last, bests, and worsts experiences in your life. So the first time something happened, last time, best time, worst time. And usually what we do is we pick some sort of category and then just quickly run through the first, last, best, and worst. So what was the first job you ever had?
First real job, I worked at a winter sporting goods shop in East Hanover, New Jersey.
How old were you?
I was like 4, 14 to 16.
Okay.
And I was terrible at it.
Yeah, naturally was awful at it.
It didn't know what I was doing with bindings. I'd like screw the thing, be like, yeah, it's great. Like, I mean, you know, I would like, they'd be like, you know how to work the cash register? They'd be like, sure. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Like, I don't know what the hell I was doing.
The confidence that, you know, a 14-year-old has walking into a place
like
that. Yeah,
it was crazy. And I just did it for my North Face, like, money off.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then what's the next one? That was first. Last job?
Yeah, last job. What was the...
I did two movies in 2 weeks, or two movies in a month in Canada. I did or one series, one movie, with one with Arnold Schwarzenegger and one with my buddy Finn Wolfhard.
Wow.
So that was my last job.
Was that the first time working with Arnie?
Arnold? Yes. Yeah. It was my first time and it was great. He's great. He's the best. He's just a terrific guy.
On my degree, my diploma from college, it's his signature because the governor signs. You know.
So, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so young.
That was the window when I graduated from college, not high school. But.
No, he's terrific. Like he's great. And like you can tell, like his whole crew is been with him forever. And I said that to him. I was like, I think it's amazing that your crew is like, you know, just as they love you. They're so loyal, they've been with you forever. And he goes, of course, I am the best.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine he would have like a high turnover rate. Like once you start working for Arnie, like you're in for life. Fuck yeah,
you're in.
And also his TikTok's crazy. Just like him running around with donkeys and like.
I try not to watch that because I'm like, I don't want to. This is gonna
sully the
ruin something for me.
yeah, kind of does. What's the best job you feel like you've ever had?
101 by far, the 101 places to party before you die. Like it's working with your best friend on a job where the whole thing is just make it up as you go. And that's your like skill set. It couldn't be better. In traveling the country. It's a dream.
Yeah.
So that would be the best one by far.
Easy. Good food, good places, good friends.
Good food. You're paid to drink. It's like,
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah. Jealous of that one. And then
you should be. It's great work if you can get it.
Yeah. I need to find a best friend. And
well, it's like, it's good work if actors, like famous movie star actors, are jealous of like meals by Cooge.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, then there must be something in the work of
you're on to something.
Wine, personality. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, what would be the worst job you've ever had?
I was a busboy for a day in a Upper East Side power lunch spot. More like an hour.
And 45 minutes tops.
I spilled the water instantly on a table.
Okay.
Because the tray, like, again, like I thought I could, they're like, you know how to carry a water tray? I was like, yeah, sure. I did not. It is harder. It's not one-handed. Like,
right.
And it spilled, and I was so in bed. I got yelled at by like these like power brokers, and I got so nervous that I ran away. I ran away.
Did you even like give your notice, or did you just run out?
No, I took my apron off and made sure I had my cell phone, and which was like a Nokia. Yeah. And I put it in my pocket, and when the maitre d' that hired me wasn't looking, I ran away.
Just kept running. How many blocks did you run for before you...
I ran to my apartment.
All the way home.
I ran home. Yeah. I was like 20, and I remember just running away from the job. And then never walking on Second Avenue again. And that between like 63rd and 49th. It's like nowhere near that.
Were you afraid they'd be like, you got to come in here and finish your shift?
I was afraid that the boss would see me. I was afraid that the people I spilled on would see me. It was just like, I don't want to be near this neighborhood.
Yeah. And I'm sure even to this day, probably still walking down that street.
I just think about it every time I walk past that restaurant.
Do you pick up your pace just a little bit still?
Yeah, or even driving. Sometimes when I come out of the Midtown Tunnel and I'm headed uptown, I'm like, pick up the pace on Second Avenue.
Don't look.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've never heard that. I've never heard of somebody literally just running. I just ran.
I ran away.
It's beautiful.
And like, it's the best. No one came after me, I don't think.
This isn't a rom-com. It's not. Wait.
No one
bus
like
boy.
Wanted me to come. No one was like, you can do this if you try. People were like, the fuck is going on? Kid just took off.
Don't give up. We believe in you, man.
I was like, I'm out of here. You can do this. I was so embarrassed. I was like, this feeling of embarrassment will never happen to me ever again. I'll never, because you getting dressed down in public is horrible. You know, especially when you're like a busboy and you've it's your fault and you've soaked someone and they're like, you know, what are you, an idiot? You know, and you're like 20, you know, and you're like, I'm so sorry. You know, and they're like, it's fine. Just like, fuck, you know? And I remember the guy was like, it's fine. And I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, maybe we can comp your meal. He's like, maybe. And I was like, I don't know. Let me go check. And I went back. I took my apron off, grabbed my phone, and booked. right past him. Right past the table.
They were charged full price.
I don't know what happened to them. And honestly, I don't care. I honestly, it was just a horrific experience.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Maybe.
Because I was dumb. I didn't even check with anybody.
I wish I had some jobs. I just ran.
I can't do it anymore because if I did a bad take in my coverage and I was like, hold on a second, ran.
Where's
offset?
Where's Pally? He's not flying in. He's flying out. He is
running down the 101.
It's a dead sprint.
Martin Lawrence style, holding a lightsaber.
What? Oh my God. Well, thank you, Adam. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to Hashtag Storytime. I just want to give another big thanks to Adam Pally for being on the pod. Make sure to check out 101 Places to Party Before You Die. It's on HBO Max. It's so fun. I can't recommend it enough. You can also follow Adam on Instagram and Twitter at Adam Pally and catch his latest film, Who Invited Charlie, on video on demand anywhere. You can watch it on Amazon Prime or Apple or Redbox, wherever you stream your videos. If you want to be featured on next week's episode, call the Storytime hotline at 323-741-1873 and tell us your cringiest story. Next week, we are doing a listener episode, so call us now. Get those stories in. If you're enjoying the podcast, please leave us a review. It helps us out a lot, and I literally read every single one of them. For more Hashtag Storytime, follow us on Instagram at storytime.pod. Hashtag Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Curativity Productions. Hosted by Will McFadden. Sound designed by Tony Maddox. Written by Will McFadden and Jason Shapiro. Produced by Jason Shapiro, Danielle Amora, and Jordan Elijah Michael. Theme song by Scott Simons.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.